gehört auf Koisho und auf Kuriya. Was think about Teufel? I think with this Malacha Taka, then we'll go back to the bags, we'll have a stick of clever picture. Try. The Malacha steht in Mishnah, where Teufel steht für es Chai. Teufel steht für es Beshabes, ich Chai. Was ist steht für es? So, the Meister ist oder dreit für es, oder steht für es mit der Kescher. Aber der Teufel steht für es Chai. Und der Rambam in Perek Yud Milchi Shabbos, der Rambam sagt, HaMedabek Niyoris Zelaze, Chayev Mishum Teufel. And the Rambam is Mechadish, that Teufel doesn't mean with a needle and a thread. If you take two pieces of paper, and you stick them together, you Chayev Mishum Teufel. So steht klar in Rambam, the Yosef from Teufel doesn't mean sewing. The Yosef from Teufel means sticking two things together. Beficho ha-madbik shtein yoris yachad chayev mishum teufel. So freizach de shayle, he was not in touch the lomnes of the meloche, if the aside of teufel is not a needle sewing, no, attaching two things together, so why yeder koysher is nisht chayev als teufel? Last week we spoke, why yeder teufel is nishkin koysher. We said, maisek shir, maisek shir. Now we're asking a different shayla bichlal. Why yeder koysher is nishkin teufel? So till now we were sure, koysher is koysher, teufel is teufel. Aber as steht in Rambam, zu sein a teufel, mit dat nicht sein, with a needle. If you take two pieces of paper, you stick them together, das ist teufel. So if das heißt teufel, to stick two pieces of paper together, so lechur yeder mensch, that makes a koysher, he's doing a teufel. This is the shayla of the achrayim. Not a clear answer. If teufel is every two papers that are attached together is a chefza of teufel, so every knot is also a teufel. So Reb Moshe wanted to say a teretz. Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe wanted to say, as the yesod from teufel is one. When someone sews a suit, when he picks it up, he has one suit. It was made from a couple of pieces of material, but it's one. When someone has a kesher, what you say, these two things are tied together. The chefza from kesher is the chaber state volume, but it doesn't turn it to be one. These two things are tied together, is what people will say. So maybe it's the bleib tzvei, now they're tied together. So the chiluk is that teufel it's one, and kosher is not one. It's two things that are tied together. This becomes kosher. The nafkamina Reb Moshe, maybe it was later. Nafkamina, Reb Moshe wants to say that the mashal, he had these yellow little papers. You know, people stick like for little messages. It's been sticking. Later, maybe we'll see different reasons for kulas. Maybe you're allowed to put it, not making it one. Okay, it's sticking out. You're not trying, if you take two pieces of paper and you glue them, even if you glue them in the side, but you want it managed, the place that you're gluing it, you want it to be like one. These yellow messages papers, fuck out, the whole thing is, I'm not gluing it. I'm just sticking out at this. So that's how it's going to teufel. And I'm watching someone put a magnet on the fridge, no one will say it's teufel. It's not trying to make it one. If Taki is putting a starker, like, you know, a vacuum, you know, they have these. So this is the Yisrael Deraisa Boine. The Mishnah was speaking about it. Shem Zabon holds Yichayev Chatas if you do it in Shabbos because Boine. Mishnah's Teufel. But this Mitzvah Shem will come to. This is the Mamish Kvar Shara from Deraisa. But on Teufel, for different reasons, not Shaykh Teufel on that. But the Yisrael, this is Ramesh's Kule. But Ramesh says that he's wrong. He's wrong to answer the Shaila. Maybe a Seder will find a place that he's right. But because we learned last week that a Poisel Chavolim, what we call it, the twister that you use for the bread, Yechayim Mitzad Koishel. We bring the Rambam that if you do a twister, Yechayim Mitzad Koishel. Yechur Adir becomes one. Especially the case of the Rambam, a Poisel Chavolim. You take strings and you make little pieces until you make a nice big rope. Adir becomes one rope. And the Rambam said Koisha, nicht Teufel. So we see that turning something to be one is nicht mechayev zu sein Koisha, zu sein Teufel. So noch einmal, the Shaila was, was the chilek from Teufel to Koisha? Why, when you say it's Teufel, when you say it's Koisha? So Rav Moshe wanted to say, the chilek is, Teufel is when it turns to be a new beged, but Shengen Koisha is two things that are attached together. But this is nicht anders. But in Pesach Chavolim, we said last week, state in Rambam Klo, I say he's Koisha. It's a raya, as Rav Moshe is nicht gerecht, as was. That we have some things that stay one, and it's nicht kein Teufel. But what Rav Moshe said, that it's pasha to him, as Teufel is only when I make it to one Zach, could be Rav Moshe's right. We bring raya that it's not enough only this third. Because we have things that become one, and stay Koisha and nicht Teufel. But what we could learn from Rav Moshe Feinstein, as a Teufel that doesn't make it to be Mamish one, is nicht kein Teufel, doesn't make an arm for Rav Moshe. Was nicht klar, sie eines Terz oder nicht. Das ist one Terz of Ramosha. The second Terz of Ramosha, das ist very more wichtig, weil ich schulch und geht das ein. That the difference of Teufel and Koisha is very pushed. The Yisrael of Teufel is, after you saw it, how you said to it. You tear it. I'm sure you can come to Chvayt, you know how to with a needle, you can play with the strings. But when you say it, when you saw it, what is the Hefech from Teufel? Koireya. You stick a piece of paper, you glue it. So what is the hefech? You tear it. So if this is the yesod, the hefech from teufel is koireya. Koisha, the hefze of koisha, when we use a kesher, when we use a tefira. The hefze of kesher is that when we want to open it, we don't have to tear it. We just undo the knot. So the difference of teufel and koisha is, the hefze from teufel is that when I want to open him, I tear him. And the chesed from kosher is when I want to open them, I don't tear it. So we have two chilukim. Other the chesed from teifer is a, mashen and kosher is zwei. Other the chiluk from teifer and kosher is the teifer is when I want to open it, I tear it. Mashen and kosher, I don't tear it. Zwei pasht the chilukim. So we already start straight away. A shtickle. The nafkiminas. The pasht of nafkimina is. Pins. You're allowed to use pins in Shabbos or not. In the old days, people had diapers. And I don't remember these days. And you know, so the people had needles. No one had like today. You have chad pamiyas. You just you buy them and you throw them away. It's possible. Of a mole, you had real material, and you put it on the baby, and you took like safety pins, and you put them on in Shabbos. Other some people have like nice scarves. More of the ladies, and they have like a nice needle pin that they put inside to connect the two of the parts of the scarf. Or they have those people that have like a nice diamond and they put it on the clothes as a pin. You're allowed to put a pin in Shabbos in that. Oh, wait. So we'll see. One time, two times, three times, all this we'll have to go into. Maybe one time we'll see it's a chatishil, we'll see machlekes achroinim. You're allowed or you're not allowed? So the Moshe Feinstein and the Chazanish say, you're allowed to. Why? They learned the Yesod of Teufel, we said, that when you separate it, you have to tear it. What makes Teufel not to be kosher? Teufel is, when I want to separate it, I tear it. But when I'm kosher, I undo it. A pin, I don't tear when I want to open it. I just undo the pin. Und kosher is nicht. Ich bin da am meisten kosher. The main is mutter. Aber the Kolb in the Sandel, Rab Kiveger bringt him a rope, and they pass in Chofetz Chaim, I say from Mishneh Bure, hold on, it's a Yisrael Dei Reise. A pin is a Yisrael Dei Reise. Because they learn that if I use the pin to make it one, to put it together, it's like sewing. Made it to use a pin, it's a Yisrael Dei Reise. So if you do it one, it's a Chati Shir. If you do it two, then it could be a Shir Dei Reise. Even though we said two maybe has to have Shalosh, or with a safety pin, when you close it, two is already Shir Dei Reise. Wait, bow. One second. So you tell me, well, you know some people do it, they're not so careful about it. Maybe the same thing with Rav Moshe, Chofetz Chaim, I'm not sure if you could. But the main child is, we'll see later on, Shabbazam B'matir. But we have to know, maybe it's a Tfir Lesman with another couple of kulis that we will learn later. But be excited, forget about now using your private pins. You have a beged, a normal suit, and it got torn, and you want to pin it five pins and to go like this in Shabbos. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. To do two twice. As a be a kshira. What? Kanya. Twice means you go in and out, in and out. Instead of buttons, you use a pin. You put it in and out, in and out. This is the deraisa. One time is the derabonon. A pin twice is the deraisa, one time a pin is the derabonon. This is claw. Why some people use it, we will see later. But in my sense, it's totally belongness in the two tzadim. To the first tzad, siki heista toifa. To the second tzad, sinishkin toifa. Remesh in the chazanish. Chazanish says, ichlal is no mokim to be machmer. He doesn't understand people are machmer. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down, as we not machmer, I'm not kivegin the Chofetz Chaim. How much times you do it?
And why is it that? Why do you have to?
Because the way to open it, you just pull out the pin. This is the idea of the pin. Sewing, you don't take out the thread.
You don't
look at it. It's a thing that, what is the difference? A nap, you open, for sure you could cut it. But then normally the opposite of pinning is undoing the pin. The opposite of sewing is tearing, not undoing the sewing. This is the mitzvah. The Merkeves HaMishneh has a third shita in Lomdes, and that will build the Nath Kaminis. The third shita the Merkeves HaMishneh has, he says, no, the difference of Teufel and Kosher is, Kosher, you take A and B and you tie them together. Da'inu chelik aleph mit chelik beis, mimach de kesher zu vishin de tzvei chaloki. The chefza from Teufel, so the Merkeves HaMishneh is, you take a thread, you take two pieces of material, and you sew them together. Da'inu al yedei guf shlishi. Meri lefit varav, a pin is awesome. But it's totally what kind of pin? You have a diaper in the washer, you want to pin it on the baby. So then you're taking two parts of the diaper, like two materials, and you're pinning them. You have a suit, two sides, you're pinning it. But if you have a nice, you want to put it nice with decoration, so don't think, you're not mechaber two zachim. What do you have? You have a pin, and you have a clothes, and you're putting it together. So there's a nishken toif and nishken kosher. So again, the madregis and the chumras, we have to put it like that. And a pin that is for pretty, so we have the Merkeves HaMishneh that is also Merkel. That it's one connected to the beggar.
Would the
earring be the
same
good as that? It's not even
Chotishir.
But we'll see later why it's not Shach and earring
and Teufel. No, I'm saying,
first we have to know if it's a Teufel and Adam doing stitching, then the last one. So we'll get it, it's Shach for the Teufel and Adam. Even if it's a Teufel and Adam, you have to know what you're connecting before. So these are based on the three shittas in Teufel. Other to come to kriya, other to machen das mamish aims, other al yedei guf shlishi. These are the three kinds of Teufel that we found. It's raised maybe to all the shittas. Now, there's two kinds of pins. There's another kind of pins that we have to be machmer lekula alma. Staples. No, you have to do the stapler. You take two papers and you staple them together. So, shumazamon erbachol, das heißt tfira deiraiz. It's gebeit of a Tumas Adeshen. Tumas Adeshen state that even if you tell me that needles are nishkin chibur, it's a mefurush apostuk. V'chibur es ha-mishkon bekrosim v'hoyo ha-mishkon le'echon. Le'echon mashma se'a chibur. The Tumas Adeshen, because there, vice versa, they, after they put the crossing inside, they folded them. So again, it can't be easy open. Others, a company will open it, other you will tear the baguette. So that, if you manage to do it shtar, the Mele does say tfir. Mele patron shum zamon oyerbach, that if you have two pieces of paper that are stapled together, you're not allowed to open them in Shabbos. But does say, this is partial. We'll get soon. The Nafkamina is the little tags from the dry cleaner if you're allowed to take them off in Shabbos or not. And for sure, if you're not allowed to, if you're allowed to go out in the Yitzhak and Shabbos and not to solve it as Erev and Chukzot, what is no Erev, what to do? So this is the second shot. Stapling papers together. Yeah, but it doesn't help. This could be even worse. You're right. But if you're not tearing the paper, it's like I'm doing the thread of the beggar. It's also kareya. So papers of Shlomo Zalman says close, yes, kareya. But when it's not, when it's not hard, the mashal is zip. Even though it looks like a tefira, because it opens easily, this is nishkin ma'is tefira lefirim shon zamo. We'll get to it soon. A vosner is machmer and zips, and it could be teifa de reise. Why not? Why a zip is not teifa? Do you have a reason why a zip is not teifa? This one is not far. Was it? We'll get to it. Shon zamo is making a vosner for sure. Not every zip. A vosner will have to do zips. But the nafkemina will be also, and we'll get to it soon, is when you have a lining in a winter coat. And the lining is not inside. Rav Ozna says, "Not allowed to put it in Shabbos. The Shabbos will pay for the rice." Mamish sewing. He said, "It looks mamish, very geschmack. Little pieces, mamish connected."
Buttons.
This is the Shabbos. Buttons for sure allowed. Shaila what? So I said, "We have to get one of the longest of the tayfer, and I think they have to build enough kaminas."
Lego is
buying.
Because
there's no tayfer in hard thing. The material. The material is so true. The material is so. The material is so. The chibur could be hard, but the material is so. Okay. So lemaisa, what we have, I want to build it claw. What we have is three kinds of teufels. Now we said pins. There's a machleik, it has a niche. And Mishnah Berurah lemaisa, if you're allowed to pin things in Shabbos or not, Chazanish says you're allowed to, Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to. Then we'll have to use when yes and when not. But we say hard pins, like staplers. Shlomo Zalman says that it's poshut, it's a deraisa. And the same thing, staplers, if clothes, to if you have a piece of paper stapled to your clothes, we say that it's considered sold to your clothes. So maybe you're not allowed to. Again, maybe in the tag we'll find different attainment. But be a soldier, those taste toifa. And the Zalmazach, if you have things, the Zalmazach says, if you have things that are mamish knept together, you're not allowed to open them in Shabbos. So this is Be'etzem, the Yisaitis of the Din Toifa. Now, as another machleikis, that will be negatos later, if it's a chotzi shiur and Toifa or not. The Yisaitis gebet of Adiyuk and Tesis and Gimel and Shabbos, but the longest the Iker is, the longest for sure will say is no chotzi shiur and Toifa. Why? We know because the Rekula is chotzi shiur also min HaTeira. But a lot of Achreini want to say, Chotzi shiur passed in Achille, in Koisev maybe. But in Toifer, a half of sewing is Nishkin sewing. The half of sewing is together. A half of together is Lomish. So even if you want to be Machmer in a pin, Zogin da Achreinim, or if I pin it once, it's no idiot to be Machmer. Maybe even if you say, Machleik is Chaznish Mishnebure, because I'm Machmer. Psalah of a Chotzi shiur, Nishno says, Sasofik de Rabbonon. Could be even if it is shittas that it's asur, it's bichlal nishkin asur. So it makes it much, much leichter. Lemaisa, this will be the aloha in the end, to use the pin only once. This lemaisa will be the aloha in the end. But we'll see more tzirufim. But lemaisa, we will tell people, b'shas, only if you really need to use a pin only once. Now you have to go in and out, and this is it. And then to pin it. No matter, it helps. Other two, and not sometimes in these pins, the nice pins, they go in and out, but they don't have a closer. So again, two is also. Two on a closer is also Mishkin Shir. So other two with a closer, other two without a closer is Mutter, other one with a closer. Because the Tfir de Reis is other Shalash Tfir, is other Stein mit Akesha. But again, this is the slogan, there's a big list of like seven Achroinim that want to say Klo, but there's no Chotzi Shir in Toyin. And it's very below this. It's very mistaken. As bichlam nishkin melochem. No, could be the second one, but mitstarif with the first one. Now, the second thing is, one more example before we start to go into the protein. Why the ma'ase tying shoes is not teifa? You have two pieces of leather. Now the halacha is time in shoelaces. If your shoelaces goes out in Shabbos, you're allowed to put them in. Even though we're learning Teufel, and b'svara it's mamish sewing, right? You go in and out, in and out. The halacha is that you're allowed to put back the shoelaces. But, if it's the shoelaces tore, and you want to use a new shoelaces, and we're never in the shoes, the Mishnah Berurah says it's also, it's achshash makir b'patish. That's the halacha of the ma'aseh. But a shoe, a new shoelace you're not allowed to put in, an old one you're allowed to. The same thing, you have a belt in your coat. But again, you're going in and out. Sometimes you go in and in and in. Doesn't mean anything. There's a couple, you have a cult, then you come here, then you go in like a little one here, you know, in front, and in an out matzah. You're allowed. But again, a new belt, you're not allowed. A new belt, you're not allowed. But an old belt, you're allowed. So now, you think it's not enough kamina? It could be enough kamina, the muscle. If you have a clothes, but you never had that belt there, and you want to put that a new belt in it, could be it's not supposed to put it. In your pants, that the whole time you put in this belt, every time in Shabbos, you're allowed to. Also, you're not mevatel it there, you just take it out. But the muscle sometimes, more ladies' clothes, you have things that like all different strings all over the place, and the muscle of the strings were not put in yet, or do you want to take from a different baguette, you're not allowed to put in a new string. But this is not really a stoifer, this is not smack in the package. But the shayla is, why the ma'aseh you're allowed to close your shoes in Shabbos? You're toifer. Why are you allowed to close buttons in Shabbos? You're toifer. Why are you allowed to close zips in Shabbos? You're toifer. So before what we learned today, no, toifer is no shayla's thing. Only shoes was a bit shmer, because shoes the ma'aseh, it's not a stoifer. But the other things were no shayla's ba'aseh. But after we learned that the Yesod of Teifa is attaching every two things together as a Heftzah of Teifa, Teifa Bichlal doesn't need to have a needle. So why the Maisa? You're allowed to do all these things in Shabbos. So in the Pei scheme, the Rishon already asked the Kashi. And the real answer was the get to us, so we'll say first, and then we'll say the two different truths in the Rishon said, that from this comes out all the machlekes with all the packages, but everything was negal and mice. I want to explain it in time. But the Yisayna machlekes given answer is that is nishkin derech tfir. It's rochob, the shoes have metals around them, and even some that don't have, but it's fixed. It's in the Sunnah, for sure it's better to have shoes than have that little metals, it's the best thing. But even if you don't have them, but you have it, it's okay. Because it's made not the derech tfir. It's made to open and close. It's not a derech tfir bekach. Why is mishkan tfir? Yeah, but the bais is mamish the pool of tfir. You take the string. Because it's not made. This is what I mean to say. It's mishkan derech tfir. It's not a sewing for staying closed. It's a zach you open and you close the whole time. It's not a derech tfir. Why is not a derech tfir? Because it's not sewing. I just pull it together and I open it. I pull it and I close it. That's the chelik in the head of the Moshe. Why people don't fear it? But that's nishkan derech tfir. This is not the way to sew it. This is lemaisa the heter. And for sure, Rav Ozner came and said, no, it's not so poshut. Buttons he hears, shoes he hears, of a lining of a winter coat. And it's mamish, they make it so nicely, you don't see it even. It's mamish covered as in, it looks mamish. Some people buy it and leave it like this all their life. So Rav Ozner the Maaseh holds, it's us. No, not time. Oh, so the etzem is two shayles. We spoke about putting the thread inside. And also opening and closing is a halacha and toifel the marshal. If your suit gets a bit, you know, sometimes your clothes get a bit like far away from each other. So you pull the string to tighten it, you also chayv it's a toifel. So mainly every time when you close your shoe, it should be chayav as toifel. Pulling it together to tighten, it's also a ma'aseh tefir. Because it's nishkan derech tefir. But no, but it's not sewed together. It's made that the string could go in and out and the tears you could change them. Yeah. But they're not meant, but I'm saying not a new one, but the old one, it's not meant the derech tefir. It's a shmer zat, that's a tzazach bifnei atzmoi. Why it's not a derech tefir? What? It's not in the old one, so I'm making a party. It's no different. Because it's ready, it was used already. It's like a dirty cup, you don't have to clean it. It's not like doing a new cup. Make a new clean, you're making a party. Only a lining of Olympic cup. And why this will go to explain this?
Because simple is no
catch up. It's strong. It catches, it doesn't run away. And there's a. It's more than 3, it's 20, 50. The Yesod starts like this. There's a stir in Shulchan Aruch. This is Be'etzem, the Yesod. The Halacha comes from the same Halacha, but we know shoes are different and these things are different. This is the Metzius. The Halacha starts like this. There's a stir in Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin Tziv Gimel, the Ramot brings down a machlekes. This is the main shayla with his negat lemaise. He will start the shtiru to go lemaise. As a machlekes rishonim, if tfira lezman is muter or osu. Tfira lezman and kesh, and tfira lezman, it's muter or it's osu. And the same thing to open a tfira lezman. It's muter or it's osu. We spoke about the lomus last week, maybe why, maybe it's totally in kosher. If we learn out tefillah from kosher, we don't learn out tefillah from kosher. But that's the machlekes rishonim. If tefillah lezman is muter, or tefillah lezman is osu. And the shittas halachim, tefillah lezman is muter, and the shittas halachim, tefillah lezman is osu. Zog di Ramon Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel. What would be if you buy two shoes that are tied together? Or you know, you buy two socks that are tied together, a shtickle. You're allowed to open them in Shabbos or not? Ne'olim, zug ne'olim, atfurim, kederach sha'um nimoisim, afal gab da tfira eina shal kayomo, because they know that you're planning to open it. Also, ein chiluk betfira ben shal kayomo la eina shal kayomo. The ganze chiluk is in kosher, aber in teufer is nishtok in chiluk von tfira shal kayomo la tfira sha'eina shal kayomo. ויש מתיר? זאת אומרת, אז מחלקס. לפקש, התפירה שאין של כיום, ילעה אותו אופן ענת. יש עשרים ויש מתיר. ואין להתיר בפני המאורץ. ואין להתיר בפני המאורץ. So the mice we see the אחרו of the Ramo, that it's muter, no, אין להתיר בפני המאורץ. אז זה פסק את הבס יוסף, תפירה לזמן אז מוטר, ואין להתיר בפני המאורץ. And Shin Mem is another Shulchan Aruch. And Bote Ayodayim is what we have today in the shoes. In the old days they had like big, the shirts. They couldn't make different sizes for everyone. Now you had big shirts. And then you pull it on the string and you fit it to your hand. But the Yisrael is like big sleeve and you pull the string and it fits. So Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. So it's not like shoes, the holes there were smaller, it looked like a tefillah. Now, during the Bis Yosef Aleim, the Rishonim say, no, they don't understand why you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's Einish of Kayama. You open and close it the whole time. When you put on your shirt, you open it, you close it. When you take off your shirt, you open it. So why are you not allowed to do it? So this is better than the Stir and Shulchan Aruch. This is Mechabit, this is Ramah, but we have rights that are made to each other. So the shayla is, why in Shin Yud Zayin Paskin the Ramah, that the shoes that are come together from the company, you're allowed to separate them when they sew them together? Masha'enken, in Tov Shin Mem, we Paskin, it's Nishkin Beis HaTzavo, it's Andrish. And Masha'enken in Shin Mem, in Beis HaYodayim, he says, you're not allowed to. So Beis HaYodayim, we have to, it's not like shoes. Why is all the Mephoshim are busy explaining that it was mamish, like the string was inside, the mamish looked like you're pulling it, and it's different. Say. But the shayla is, but dir it's lizman and here it's lizman. For vos dos steht osu, for vos dos steht mutter. Ein las el bifle amoret, it means that the psak is that it's mutter, so you have to be machm and not to do it in front of amoret. How about the shayla, if you do amoret yourself, if you're allowed to do it or not, there's no one knows the answer. That's kimin hanot, that we are merati, if you're allowed to do it or not. Ein las el bifle amoret. Now, but the mitzad shayla, he that it's osu. Here is two main terutzim that build all of the Hilchos Shabbos and Tefillah. The Tehillah of David Paskins says, no, it's very poshut. Shin Mem was to close it, Teufel. It's a melacha d'oraisa, we choshesh to the shittas, that Tefillah lezman is awesome. What's coming on? We have to choshesh. Masha'ekin Shin Yuzayim was to tear it. It's only kireya. It's shaloi al menas litfoy. So ain't it nami, it's awesome with the Rabbanon. But it's one step easier. So b'tziruch, that is a machlekes, yes, tfira lezman, ein tfira lezman, we make it in a kireya, shalei al menas litva. It's not so posh, it's a kireya, shalei al menas litva, but there's a detail of the dog. So in kireya, he's matir, and in teufer, he's not matir. And again, it's not so posh, that the kireya is a good atarit, okay, but there's a detail of the dog. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, I'm not going to tell it. Now, Mashma, that's what we're saying in different terms. It's allemal is mutar b'fnei ha'ma'orim. Why in Shin Mem, the clothes, you're not allowed to pull them? There it mamash looks like a beggar, mamash. See, mamash looked as if he ain't beggar, the male adult me that mach was way. Mamash looks like a toifer. And they, also here you said not to do it in front of ha'ma'orim. You see, you scared people will get mixed up. There it mamash looks like a sewing, you pull the beggar, people, two shoes, not everyone chaps that it's toifer, the mice is a string in between the two shoes. So Chazal only will mach with b'fnei ha'ma'orim. Was eigen das das der besondere Case das aber macht. Was macht Kinder der Meister? So hier ist da we have the Meister Claw. The Philip Thielen and David, Sphirel is man is also. Das habe ich da. Sphirel is man is also. Der Philip schon der Salmen, sei Sphirel is man. Sei Kriel is man. Weil der Tier something that was soul is man is Mutter. Aber es ist nein, schloi lasse ich mich mehr mal. So, Klal Yisrael, we'll see, Mechlekes, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Siyatoi, Paskin, Kshira, Vekshira, Alts is Mutar, Lizman, Sait to Tear it, Sait is Paced it, the Tehillah and David, says, no, to Tear you're allowed to, to Stone you're not allowed to. Ara Weiss, I am Weiss, the Rav in Yerushalayim, as Machmir, that as Eva Tehillah and David. Tfir Lizman is also, Kriya Lizman, the Kriya Azach, the Mustafa Lizman, is Mutar. Shalom Yifnei Amoritz, for sure. This is Be'etzem, the Shittas. So now we'll start the Siddin of Kemines, Lemais. We'll make them maybe one more Akdome, is the Magen Avrom and Simen Shin Mem. He says, we're here, why did you hear good? I don't have to show until Mechal Shabbos because of me. If you have a Sefer that is stuck, you know, a lot of times you buy a new Sefer and you have pages that are stuck together. The Magen Avrom says you're allowed to open it in Shabbos. Now it's two kinds. Sometimes the page was not cut in the company yet. It's like a double paper. When they were doing the print, they didn't cut it. Then it's a Isur Deraisa. Because it's a Kriya Sheyesh Patikut. Then you're not allowed to do it. It's a Kriya Deraisa. But the normal case, what happens most of the times, you know, it's a little bit glue, or like the pressure of the company puts it together. And if it's a little bit glue, or the pressure of the company puts it together, then you're allowed to open it in Shabbos. And they pass in the Magen Avraham. That the papers that are attached together, glued in a mistake, you didn't have a daf to glue it. So when you were fixing the safe in the company, a little bit of glue fell, you just put your hand inside and you separate it. This you're allowed to do in Shabbat. Allah Khalamaita, they pass in the Magen Avraham. If it's in the company that the paper is worn, was not cut really, then you're not allowed to do it in Shabbat. That could be Yisrael Deraisa. This is the halacha. So we have in Be'etzem it's a kasha. How the Magen Avraham says you're allowed to separate his papers? How you're allowed to separate his papers? Ein echanami. It was a mistake, the glue, you didn't plan to put it there. But the lizman. Lizman ein lasis b'fnei ha'ma'orot. Ein echanami is a tfir lizman, but ein lasis b'fnei ha'ma'orot. Why the Magen Avraham said the two double pashut that if glue poured and the sefer, you're allowed to open it in Shabbos if it got stuck, because it's Mishkan Tefira Shal Kayoma. Aber ein Lass ist mit Nei Amor. Sogt ihm schon mal Samen Neuer Bach, a big Chiddush, that the ganze Aloha ein Lass ist mit Nei Amor is only in a normal sewing. You have sewing. You want to open the sewing. Even to Tefira Lezman. The Amor will not understand the Lomdus that Tefira Lezman is Mutter. You will come to Mechal Shabbos. Aber in glue, the Amoret Bechal doesn't know that glue has teufel in Kriyah. So, if you learn the Nishiva and he knows, he will know that it's Mutter. And if you didn't learn, he will not ask questions. So, Meir the Magen Avraham was matir to open glue in Shabbos, even if it's not matir. Even with Nei Amor. Even with Nei Amor, it's allowed to do it. But Chazal will not go there. But Chazal will not go there. So, Kum Teis Azei, we have three halachas. Tfira lezman till the David asks. Aber kriya zach lezman even till the David is matir. Shema zalman holds, say tfira lezman, say kriya lezman, you're allowed to open. Say tfira lezman, say kriya lezman, you're allowed to open it. No, only shalei bifnei ha'maoret. Kom tuk shema zalman zog ta chidush, aber in paper, in glue, say tfira lezman, say kriya lezman, You're allowed to do it even before the Moritz. Now, this is the three chilukim. Fitil el David, Fir el Zman, allemal is awesome. Fir el Zman, Zeit, Fir el Zman, Zeit, Kri el Zman. It's mutter, aber schloi before the Moritz. Aber when it's glue, it's mutter even schloi, even before the Moritz, because the Moritz will not come to a mixture. Dann mal aus mich kommen zu mir schon. Ja, das ist der Loch. Oh, wait, this is will come a Falk and Gate of the ganze Khumus now. But this is the Loch is abroad. This is the clear you have to remember Alamol. Tfiril is man, Ravai Tfiril is David not to do. Kriel is man, Alamol you're allowed to do it. Shalei Bifnei Amoretz. Krieh and Tfiril, Tfiril Pshem Zahm, and Shalei Bifnei Amoretz is Mutter. And in paper and glue, it's Mutter even like Atchil. Be'etzem, we have one more aloha we'll have to touch before we come to Nafkeminas. And that's even Shulchan Aruch, when you buy these shoes, or the first case there in Shulchan Aruch is, you gave your clothes to laundry. That's where you get any shiv, you give your clothes, so you tie both of your socks together. You want to get them, sometimes both don't come back. But you tie them together, you want them to be together. Are you allowed to open it in Shabbos? Happens very a lot of times. You give your socks in. You get your laundry Friday, you're busy learning. So on Shabbos morning you want to change your socks. It's a double knot. Just put one, you're allowed to or you're not allowed? So a double knot, stamp to open Shabbos, learn what comes out. No, let's see, what comes out. So, das steht, aber man sagt, aber ich habe alles, das ist der Kessel schon, kein Jahr mehr, ne? Das steht, ihr erlaubt. Das steht, ihr erlaubt. Scheile, why you allowed? So the Taz says, was steht in der Loche, you're allowed to, we're talking to a person that gave his laundry into the Koivis, and he was planning that the Koivis will open it on that day. You know, you take it in the morning, you get back by night. You're planning to put all of your clothes back in the bed. God, as you get slept away from Sunday, you didn't put it back. But be a side, it was aimed in that day to open. But if you give it as a laundry, that they take 3 days till they give it back. Stakios? This is Shita Satas. Shita Sanevushlo. That it's mutter. And here's a big chiddush. Why it's mutter? Every time we know, Lezman is other 24 hours. At the end, we said till 7 days. You only got the kesher. Why here it's mutter? Zog de levush. Every knot, it's made to be a knot. Here, it's not made to be tied together. I want it to be tied together when it's by the laundry, but I want straight when I get it back to open it and never to stay tied together. In the shoe, don't tell me I want it to be open when I want to take it off. I want to close it when I put it on. It's made to close and sometimes to open, and sometimes to close. It's made opening and closing the whole time. Mashiach, this knot, the chlam we don't need it. The vine we need it. But it's oymed li yis bottom min ha'oilo. Vader is oymed li yis bottom min ha'oilo. Das heisht a kesher she'ein yishol kayo. It's a modern gather. And again, we could have shmuzed bazunder at them himself. But I want really to get into the gishmak and the leichter part of the lemaise. But as I said, the levush. Now, here's a big problem when you see Shin Yud Zayin Tziv Gimel, glad to see inside after it, there's no achroa in the Mishneh Berurah. He brings the Taz, he brings the Levush. Now, we have to guess what the Mishneh Berurah really meant to pass them. Shon Zaman says, Ruach HaTzvorek, the Levush is Girech. Roshna Shulchan Aruch, Kesher Shel HaKoyves, Meret as the Koyves, Kum Tzurik Et Zal Betog, shoes that are sold together, well, the company sold the shoes today. Company shows, I don't know Shon Zaman. So these are be'etzem, the klorim that lefi them will start to see the da'alochas. So we have tfir el zman that is also lefi some priskim, aber kri el zman shalei b'fnei amorot is muter, and paper is muter in gadzon, and tfir is muter lefi b'shem zalman. And then we said noch akule zok b'shem zalman that lezman gets a big word b'shem zalman with the later years shalei b'shem zalman. That zman is a very long zman. Mele kumt um shom zaman and says, I'm passing the levush. I'm passing even in kriya, even in tfire, shalei bifnei amoret is mutter. I'm passing in paper is mutter lekatchile. The Moshe, lefi le tila le David, paper is also tefira. There's not megat amorot. Chazal asked the paper. Tefira Chazal will never matter. Only kriya that Chazal will matter. It's easier paper. You could be making shleim if me'amorot. Mele kuntum shel mezamen and says a kule. You buy a package in the store. We'll start the first case from Zaman said. You buy a leaven. Yogurt as well. You want to peel off the top. You're allowed to peel off the top or not. It's glued together to the package. You're allowed to open it in Shabbos or not. Zaman said, you're allowed to open it. Why? It's a tefillah lezman, paper, even if I'm old, even in the dining room of the yeshiva you can do it. Even if I'm old. I said, no, this is the Daf Kamina. I'm trying to use the Daf Kamina to try. You're allowed to do it, Dr. Shem Zalman. There it's a sach la'achim, because a lot of the yogurts that I can make normally to open the same day, outside 24 hours or 7 days, no company hopes that people will use it after 7 days. Oh, but you can have again, like you have like a ketchup thing, that it's glued together. This way the company made for more, for longer time. So Dr. Shem Zalman, no problem, you're allowed to open it. So I'm saying even the ketchups. But if so, I'm saying if we don't want to be saying Mahmoud Shlomo Zalman, we choshish to Ataz, so we will not open the leavens in America. What? This is correct. This we spoke last week. This could be Melacha de Rice. It could be we spoke. This means the Shaila. What I'm saying? Okay, maybe I'll try to ask the Misakim. What?
It happened
while the time. Happened. So I'm saying, last week we spoke about that the Maisa came out of Kimat 2 weeks ago, you're not allowed to open the bags in Shabbos. Yeah, some people are making a lot of gnagim, we said, of a V'yasayim, we said it's an Isra D'Raisa. But now we're speaking, forget about it. I don't want to touch the package. I'm taking your chips, and I want to open it. A bamban, I want to open it. Said Abshon Zalman, I left you to do it. Now, Abshon Zalman never spoke in a bamban. I don't know exactly, Abshon Zalman spoke in his days, in his candies. In his days, like ketchup, a leban, everyone knows where the company is planning that we will open it. I in a bamba, I'm scared to be saying Mechem Shlom Zalman. First, you know, Shlom Zalman is a posh of Grech, the Taz. Yeah? No, I'm saying it's a Taz. I mean, this is the Mechlegi, the Mishnebura. So you have to know where we're holding in the Kulis. And second of all, you know, to decide that in papers, no, Mishnah Ma'oret, it's also Kulis of Shlom Zalman. Oh, but the bamba company knows where I'm planning to open it? At the top or at the bottom? You have things that everyone knows. You buy a chocolate box. So on the top it's glue. So everyone knows where you open it. Not chocolate, I mean like a big biscuit box. So you have to know, you buy a little, you buy an ice lolly. So there, some of the company plans that some people will push it, you know, the neat people manage to push it down, I'm tearing it. So this is something that's made like that. Or it's made to open at the place of the glue. So even if you don't want to tear, the fear from the Zalman, you do it and the glue. But a lot of things that are not made to open, or some things the company is not planning that you will open it never. It's planning that you'll tear it, you'll rip it in guns. Like little ways, you know, like little, you have nuts with honey, or little things you can buy. So I'm not sure, you have to know the materials. If it's easy to open and the company is planning to open it, you can use them from the Zalman's Hitler. But if Nish, the business is the rice. And it's worse from tearing. Tearing, we said, mekalkel. These things, you open them nicely, it could be your metaken. It's not derech hashchose. The whole heter of tearing was derech hashchose v'kirkel, if you remember. This was the main goal of the heter. But normally I do it nicely, because Shabbos, I'm mekalkel, I'm spoiling it, I'm just tearing it around. But if I'm doing it in a nice way, so you have to know what are the cases of Shemazan b'matir. Another thing of Shem Zalman is matter, you know, today the cheap people, I mean, the nice Edmund, the cheap people, you know, they send the invitation, they send a Zazach pole, and you have like a little sticker. A magical sticker that sticks the invitation instead of a whole envelope. And they, so this you're allowed to open in Shabbos, because of Shem Zalman. Again, it's made. Shem Zalman says also you're allowed to open envelopes, the answer. Even though we saw the Maise, not to tear them. It's not impossible to do it. But if you manage to open them and the glue, you'd be allowed to do it. This is Maisa. Oh, if it's not meant to be opened, I'm saying this is different kind of envelopes. I'm saying the longest, Tataki, you have to decide yourself, and also to know where. We're going to work Klal Yisrael, and now we'll see what Klal Yisrael does. The people that prepare diapers before Shabbos, you know the Muslim preparing diapers? What is preparing diapers? Now the mother tells you, you know, there's a little kid in the house, so you open the diapers before Shabbos and you close them back. Why? The people that prepare diapers, they don't want to be samech at the levush, at the company haste l'zman. Sometimes it's a half a year. So what they do? The day before Shabbos, they open the sticker and they close it back. Huh? Now it's really only if it was 1 hour before Shabbos. So in Shabbos it's a tefillah l'zman, because the minute they're allowed to open it. Most of these people that prepare diapers, when they get cut in Shabbos, they will never open the plaster in Shabbos, because when they take off that little piece, they're kareya. That little piece of glue that is sticking on top of the plaster is kareya. Why some people do it? These people that do it, he asked him, but you want to be a machmir, and plasters, you used to not doing it. How do you be a machmir? So at least when you do a plaster, take it and with your teeth open it. With a shiddah. Machmir melocha with a shiddah. The diaper, if my wife forgets to open the diaper, that's what I do. I go with my mouth and I open all the diaper. The shiddah. Shemzal with the shiddah. Stick it in. What's
happening?
Close it back.
Wait, this is a
different problem. A second. First we ask them, we're preparing them before Shabbos. I'm saying it's mostly in plasters and it's mostly in diapers. Today the diapers are ready. We said last time that you can involve Krasat, Mishkanat. So stop. Some of the rabbonim that didn't like him from Zalman's Psak and it's Mutter, and they had a problem, they don't like him from Zalman's Psak and it's Mutter. So how do we open plasters? The mice, you know, so say to tear the plaster is another problem. We spoke, I don't know, to get to the plaster is a problem. To open the package, we saw there's a malach of Korea. But a lot of these plasters, the outside really doesn't have to open, it's not really glued. You know, you could open them without tearing them. The plaster comes inside of a little package. Not as a box that you take out, and you open something inside of the plaster, then you open the cover. So this thing, Be'etzem, normal, it's not glued, it's also, you could open it and the glue thing. And that thing and the plaster inside. This one is also like two parts, and you know, it's like folded here normally, you open it, and you can open it. But the nafkimina is like this. So if you say, Mar Rav Shlomo Zalman, say, you're covered. For sure, like at Chilo, we're not saying on these things. We prepared the Britannia prepared the diapers. He's speaking about people that didn't manage, or that like, you get cut in Shabbos and you have a problem. Bow. To stick it on the finger, all these problems, again, everything is available. But first, we're trying to open the plaster. I'm just using it for example. So, some rabbanim wanted to say to take out that little piece of the plaster is easier because that little piece was never stick to the plaster. Using a Moshe fashion in the first volume. They didn't mean in the company when they put that little piece on the glue, oh, now we'll have one piece. They wanted to have a plaster and didn't want it to get dusty and spoiled, so they put on top of it like a little layer. They never meant to do it like one. So a teufa has to be that it's like one. Here, if I can, it's made like that, and it straight away pulls off here. It's not made to be one. So they want the tzar of this, the nafkamina is, that it's easier to open the inside of the diaper, if they're plaster. But this thing to open, to feed these people, it's better to tear it than to open it in the glue. You got a film from Zalman, it's better to open this one and the glue in the sides from tearing this in Shabbos. The package. Masha'enken, to feed these people, this thing is already glued. They want it to be like one. They want it to be like a nice little package around the binding. But again, I'm saying, but this is easy. Now you have a way how to open it. It's a tefillah zman and it's mutter. Now we're mashmash. We opened them before Shabbos. Now we come to put the diaper on the kid in Shabbos. Ravai says, Adkan. Tefillah zman is also. Forget about it. You can't do it. You can't do it. I told you what they do in Bnei Brak is, they prepare them, make the shape of the little kid before Shabbos. They have 20. Then Shabbos they put it on the baby. I know friends of mine, that's what they do.
And they open it?
Then they open it, yeah. They open it. How about they don't do it?
You have to know what is the mekeres. The Shulchan Aruch is not was mimachta zistam. But again, we are same as Rabbi Shlomo. This helped that we put on the diaper. Now, kumt a falk from Geitze, zamachta shtigul, and now zakta zeis. The diaper he doesn't let him close the diaper in Shabbos. Very shtigul chayzer. He says lemaisen today's diaper is not lemaisen what he wants bichlal. From the old days, you know, the diapers were not good. After you put it on, it was very hard to take it off. Every time it tore with a piece of the diaper. So he said, it's not this man, it's la'ilam. Because you'll never open it. So Zalman said, Sigolish, Sigolish. And you know, he was like, what do you mean Sigolish? It's a piece of paper there. Abba, Sinish, Chmeit. So Zalman said, no, say Sigolish. No, say Sigolish. So he hates it, even if a little piece of the paper. And Lemaisa, Shlom Zalman, for the same reason, at the beginning, you know, Muslim will get another heter. Now, this is on the diaper. So this is putting on the diaper. So the Maisa Mishra Zahar was not to put on the diaper. Because, again, it's Omer Liftoyach. The same thing is to put a plaster on your finger, on your hand. Again, it's in this man. And it's mutter. For sure, if you plan to put it over for more 7 days, not to take off the plaster, then it will be a problem. If you're putting it till 7 days, you're allowed to. Now, this is putting on the plaster, putting on the diaper. Now we have a shayla, not putting on the plaster, putting on the diaper. You finish, you took out the diaper from the kid. Then, if you stick it together, so you're again sewing, you're teifel, right? You're taking the two parts, and you're sticking them together, you're putting them together, you take off the diaper, you don't want it to get dirty, you stick the two pieces together back. Now you're a teifel, but you teifel le'olam, not this man, because you're throwing it into the garbage like that. You will never take it off. And the same thing, if Shlomo Zalman spoke about in the hospitals, someone comes to the hospital, he gets a cut, so they put like a gauze on that, and then they stick it with scotch tape. When they take it off, what they do, they open the scotch tape, and they throw the gauze with the stitches. So Shmuel Shabbos Kilchos says, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Because that part that is stuck into the gauze, the Tzvich HaLeoilam. The same thing, the diapers, you're not allowed to close the diapers back. It's a shadow from Deri Reise, from Teufel. At the Kulu of Miluim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman went a step, Nochem over the Chiddush, we spoke last week in Kosha, Rabbi Zalman said that if you plan to throw it to the garbage, say it is L'Kayom. Bring the Maril Diskin, as they say, the Shulis Maril Diskin, that if you make a knot, the bees arrive from the Soir La'Azazel, that they made a knot on the Soir La'Azazel, the Bekosha of the Shonish is released, and the true Imla Azaza, Frechter, what was the heter to do the knot? Be the right of the Shonin Tzanat, the Keshah Shul Kayama. Then it says, if you plan to throw to the garbage, say, it's the Keshah Shul Kayama. Because, yeah, you just, in the meantime. Melech Shlomo Zalman said, that you're allowed to close the diapers, and you're allowed to put the gas. So, the diapers of my say, Alev Neteir, Machmur Nishtazim. Spoke is a lot of rice, I don't want to go back into it. That's the Mishnah saying, Pashtun Baruch Be'ez Rashi in Sukkala Mit Gimel, I found Chuvis HaRivosh Mifush, that's Shari von Der Reise. It's very schwer to say Maruf Shum Zalman, but Eile Maise feels like Allah Yiddish mentioned not to tie the diapers back. Or we said, not to make a tie in a bowl when you throw the garbage out in Shabbos, because a tie in a bowl is also a kesher, you have to be makmid, that the kesher leaves like he's the kesher lekayom.
One tie,
yes, but a tie in a bowl, we said it's kosher, but it's only mutter for less than 24 hours or 7 days. If you're throwing it in the garbage, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. And the guys, you have to know the mice in the hospital, if it's a heter to do it or not, it's very, very sure not to do the mice. And the guys does that. Because it stays there. So any time you plan to throw it, it's not that you need it to stay there. Or if you're not planning to take it off, it's a shadow from the rice. What to do? Shlomo Zalman says you mutter. What? Well, why is that is better? What?
He's a guy.
We can make the same from Shlomo Zalman by a guy. Amir Lenoch. Now, the next shaila is the same Indian. You have in Shabbos, you have in the dry cleaner as a piece of paper inside. So you have three eights what to do. One eight, okay, the best thing is to take it off before Shabbos. Now, you didn't take it off before Shabbos. You're allowed to take the tag off in Shabbos or not? You have a red tag. You're allowed to take them off on Shabbos or not. So the Firm Shlom is Zalman, again, you're allowed to. But Shalev is never all. Why? Shlom is Zalman says, like Kesher HaKoyves. He only puts it here until he gives it back to you. When he gives it back to you, you take it off. Again, you don't like it, Zalman. You're shame. Not mamash like a shoe that you can't get to it. But it's Oymed, it's not Oymed to state it. So you're not allowed to take it off. So I'm sorry, so you're allowed to take it off from Shlom is Zalman. But we are scared from Shabbos, yeah? First, it's also with Nehem Olitz. The whole scotch tape, the whole plasters was easy because it was paper. And we said, in paper, we matter even with Nehem Olitz. But this thing already, it's also with Nehem Olitz. Alamol doesn't mention Alamol. If you're yourself Alamol, you're allowed to do it. You tell me you're allowed to. Because if you, after they write, you know the Aloch. But the Etzem is nicht as a poshta zach to take off the test. Say it? I'm sorry, I was magdim. I forgot to say it. It's with two staples. If it's attached with one, it's not a taste of the ricin, because it's only one and in out. It's not two. Both sides. It's not supposed to take the tefillah the ricin. It goes. It's not a double tefillah. So one is a suffix.
Two staples.
Some people want. You're right. There's arguments about it also, but the truth of that. Two inches and everyone really has two sides. So in two that it's very high, say, I'm scared. And one, I'm the zogar as tables b'chalish kem toifa, especially for the Moshe, they never wanted it to be one. They wanted it to be hanging on the. It's a couple of little tzirufim to be making. And I'm saying, lefirim shem zalman is mutter, and they have maybe told me klo, and shalei lefirim shem zalman is awesome. Now the problem is, two, it's also for sure. One, you have to know, it's very interesting. It's the first time we have a Zat Teufel, but it's not a double Teufel, for one, but it goes in two.
It goes through the paper and through the jacket.
But it doesn't go back. Yeah, normally it has to go back.
And what happens is they fold over the paper. They fold over the paper.
Then it's a problem.
Through the paper, the jacket, and back to the paper.
Then it's awesome. Then it's
awesome.
It's paper. So you have to know, but I'm saying this. It's not close, and I'm glad to put something about this whole, all the staples, all different of communities and staples, before the day rights. Now, the shaila is, if you're in America, other than that, sorry, not saying Mechamne Eru, and you say, Mr. Ich was ein Amachmir, as Eber Ipshon is Almen, aber ich gehe raus kurz mit Chum jetzt da. I'm going out the street, and Shusar Rabin, Tutu, and Shusar Rabin.
This
is the shaila,
but...
But I'm sorry. Shazam, you could take it off. It's Tfilah Lizman. If I'm allowed to, what to do? This is how I had the mice. I went 2 years ago. I went to the Shabbos, 2 days at Pesachas in England, Mishpocha. When I came out of the gate of the Shiva, there was a whole tumult there. Mishpocha comes over to me with a collar. So she was inside the chotzer. She had us in the clothes with a tag. What to do? Should we go home or not? What to do? No, so I don't know why they came to me. No, I never learned this halachas there yet. So I had to see the shmaya. I went to find out after that the taka kipasik with the kipsak. So I told her that if she's masking to leave it forever in the day, she's masking to leave it. She said she's doing everything. Last resort. So I said, but then you could walk with it. So lemaisa, I've never done lemaisa. Lemaisa, these things but they're not a bottle for the beggar. But if you have a das mefuresh to take it off Motzei Shabbos, then it's a problem. Because if you're planning to take it off Motzei Shabbos, I'm saying here it's a big. I'm saying you're the shaila. You're going in tchumim outside. Chutzal, there's no eruv. You're even having calmness, you know. You want to be machmir of Shemazah. I'm saying the problem is, you know, a chumim comes off a cheshbon for not trade the chumim. So it's bottled to the beggar. But if you're planning to take it off straight after Shabbos, then already take it.
If you hold it, it comes off. Like open the staple or rip it off.
I understand better to rip it off. To try not to tear it. You know, you pull the whole thing.
What if the staple is the thing
on that? No, it's bottle, it's bottle, it's bottle. You're right. You're right. You're right. The same coolers of this career that they have the whole time, they're making it also. No, I'm not speaking of the tag. Wait, you're right. I'm not speaking of the tag of a company. I'm speaking of the dry cleaners. But he says it's bottle. A tag of a price is not supposed to go outside of the studio. Because people are marked not to go with a tag of the price. But again, if Shem Zaman says you're allowed to take it off, because it's as able to store that he's planning you to take it off when it comes to you.
In America, they show since they're buying the name, have a piece of paper through the wall, and they staple the paper to the paper on the other side.
Listen.
And there is nothing to talk about that.
But the film shows Zaman again, it's mutter. It's tefillah Zaman, just take it off.
No, but they mean that you
move the...
No,
it's both of the
beggars.
But
they mean that you should
move the... Oh,
stable always
stays.
You move
it, you move it over here, and you... Okay, I'm not getting caught on the... I'm saying, but this is very wichtig, I'm saying. I think the nicer, what I'm saying. The nicer... In that case, you know, was that common, but I'm... It's very totally... Moshe Marietta Fakale, yeah? No, it's totally weird to tag. It's places that a color will not go with a tag. On the mushroom of palace. You know, they put a tag in the palace garden. No, but you look like a schlepper if you come with a tag. No, I'm saying here, you know, a lot of people forget. Maybe, you know, fans, you know, people that are put together in Gansu will take it off. But in the talis, I think that it's a shine of tilted. It's not bottom to the beggar. People are mocked that it's very much to take it off. And it could be it's better to take it off with your teeth. The same as Shun Zalman, to leave it there and to go out in Shabbos, in the talis. Again, in Yerushalayim, Asidah Eiruv, Vada is best in the stomach, nicht to use the Shem Zalman school. I'm explaining to you why here, I'm so, you know, plastered, everyone is saying I'm Shem Zalman, and here, I'm not telling you, know, plastered, people will open. Why here, I didn't say, because like I said, the plaster is tzirufim, in companies we say, there's no way to get to the food, the company is planning to open it. And these tags, we say, when you tie your socks, when you give it to the dry cleaner, when you have to open it, I mean, because when you tie it to the side, it has to be open. This tag, they don't mind if you will take it off. To make it tzrufundus at fear is man. So again, if no, Shem Zahm was close 100%, I was going to say, no, Shem Zahm just adds one, two more words. So the guy from Shem Zahm is a chidush. Why? What says to Zman? Zman, the Taz or Krishna Zay? It's a Taz. That's a breath of the Reises. Taz. No, was? Say it. I said, Azach, it's Oymelekach, it's planned to be open. Sinishkin Tfir. It can help. Sinishkin Tfir. I can hear that sound. But the soul, at Azab Tag, I mean, who is better, no, to the Vatel in there. For sure, you know, I went over after Shabbos and I took off the tag. After she decided to leave his Lailam, I went, Kemach and Achesed, you know. She has to have a das to do it Lailam. But the Gigagim, you never know, it's not Shabbos. I said, no, I wish again, what I'm saying, the Yosaydin doesn't have to stay to be Yosaydin. What I'm saying, I think after we see the picture of the Lizman, it's like, you know, you say Lizman, you just run more and more stuff. So it's a very bigger chiddush to Zogin, as though says Lizman. Now, as another Shaila, if it's Toifer and Odom, so a person, so two fingers together. But the Shaila is very Nagalamized, and you get stitches and Shabbos. So for sure, I'm not saying it's, you know, the Nisayan is very stark. Mamish, one of the hardest Nisayanists in the world. You know, if you don't do stitches, you're left with a mark all of your life. And it's a big shayla, you know, if it's a head of Michal Shabbos. So for sure, it calls me as a chshay, she gets infected, and all the zach, I'm ready, already in the hospital, it's a gomish. And the doctor tells you, listen, we could leave it like that. We have a specialist who could really sew it. Mumre, you know, no scars, outside of the same. It's very hard for people to be aiming to the Nisai. So to tell a guy, the Maestro, the Rabbani, my maker, you know, the Maestro, the say, it's better for the body to be sold together. I'm here on a Nochri. But the Shabbos is the mainly your Yiddish doctor, and someone comes with stitches, what to do in Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman is naked, the Maestro, that Sidot Toifer and Adam. It's a Melacha de Reis. Again, you have to know the Klorifin to Koch Nefesh. Be a doctor, decide the Aloch. Shmuzal wants to say Givaldi Kikuna. Today, they call it in Hebrew, they call it a butterfly. I don't know how you call it in English. But they have. So what is the idea? The idea is that... What? Yeah, no. So you have a cut. So instead of sewing it, they take as a piece of glue, a piece of like a scotch tape, a kind of plaster, that it catches the two pieces together. Now, this scotch tape you take off after less than a week. der Mokim Zahar, wir sind alle mal bis Shavua, es ist kein... But what happens in the meantime, in that week, your hand grows together back, and it stays glued forever. Das ist Mutter oder das? So sagen wir mal, das ist jetzt Mutter. So sagen wir, es ist nicht ein Tfirah le Oilo. The Tfirah is not, when you put the two pieces together, you're not sewing it. You put them there, and then they grow together. What you toy for is only the plaster. The plaster is nicht Leulam, it's his man. Wenn wir schon sagen, was mehr in der Weise, all this has to do, that even in Israel can do it in Shabbos. Even in Israel, and even if it's more than 7 days, but come Choyli, this is nicht in der Reise, aber wir sagen schon sagen, that the put his butterfly out, and I say to catch it in Shabbos.
Now whatever you do is can you do
with the butterfly? No, sometimes when it's a very deep cut, you can't do it in the butterfly. Has to be a neat cut, that it's not, if it's very, so you have to sew them, and also if it's very deep, the butterfly can't help it. But this is not for the case in Mitzias. I mean, you say that you could try, I mean, you could try what you want, but this is the heter. No, no man is not fear about them. You're not teufel, you're just putting the two pieces together and they grow together. The malish can amaze it fear. No, even no. Shom Zalman passed, yeah, I'm saying, but you say, Shom Zalman, everyone is masking today. It's a chiddush, and I don't know, it's not that it wasn't meant. I'm putting something together, it stays together. But if you want enough men, and you put two things together, why they stay together? Well, it's a physical reaction, so it grows together. Exactly, there's not a mitzvah, and then the glue can put them together. Here's not the blood. Hashem gemacht as azach, when two pieces of skin are standing near each other, they create as azach, and they grow back together. Okay, this is what I said. This is the chiddush. It's not matter to say. I don't know exactly how the chemical works and how the skin works, but I could see there's a shtick of chiddush. Okay, this is the chiddush. Professor Avraham, the head of the Shari Tzedek, he has a sefer, Refuah Ba'alacha. And here, dear, he has a whole article to explain from Zalman's plaque why it fits. I think in Chelik Hay, medicationally, why Shem Zalman is right. Refuah Ba'alacha, Professor Avraham. Nishma Savron, Professor Avraham. Now, it's another shayla be'etzem, the Michaschim Ra'as Akasha. Why when you break a cheer, you're not kereya? The Teretz is, kereya is only in soft things. Same thing toito, when someone takes a cheer and a stander, and he builds. There's a wall, he takes a shelf, and he drills it into the wall. Forget about the bayna, he's chayv also with a toito. He sold the wall, the shelves into the wall. Zogdem in Chaschinuch, and two hard things is no teufel. So shver bim aloch en shin yud zayin, as mashma nishta zay, en shin mem. Medabek eitzim, as a Rambam, medabek eitzim chayev. So I'm sure Zama we're talking a very soft little piece of wood. Aber emara, in Mishmor, I'm sure Zama zay, we can't use the terer of zayin, we stab of zayin, we can't use zayin nishta zay, and two and hard things is no teufel. Makes sense. Now, the chil of Shlom Zaman is, what to be soft and hard. A lot of times in the guy, you get a Coke bottle. You want to peel off the Coke there. So you have to know, it's two cases. A lot of times it's rolled, it's alimol. It's the edge is attached around himself. So this, it's a paper and a paper. But forget about someone who started to open it. You know, I'm all, they have all different things. People like to peel off from the Coke. The shiny people love to do it in Shabbos and that. So again, there I was thinking more makeup for people because, you know, the companies that do that Coke, Miftzah, Mizok, you know, all these, you know, you find the prices there. So it's made again. So when they put these things out already, it's made to peel it to find the Miftzah. What?
What
about the yogurt?
The
yogurt container that comes too. Oh, this is Mechatech. If we have time, this is Mechatech. This is another Melochas. Again, Shem Zaman was making in Gantz. Shem Zaman is one of the biggest Mekilim in Mechatech. You have to know what is the melach of mechatech. When you become mechatech, what is kareya, what is mechatech? Oh, but the ma'isa, this is the surface. You want to peel it off. You know, some people sitting in the simcha, you see a lot of people, you know, out noticing, they're starting to peel the cokes. That's what it is. So, be'etzem, it's kareya de reisi. Shalem as a tagim, but it's the melach. Right, maybe it could be a shayla from mukhtza and the mosa. But Shem Zalman had a tzad to be maker. You're asking, well, where it's Negev? It's Negev in Yerushalayim. I know the Geras told me, I spoke to the Geras a couple hours ago. They told me 3 weeks ago they were Nichshol in that. A lot of times, in the Surah, the minhag, when you go against someone, you put signs against it. But the problem is, that's a big shaila in the tshuva. I'm saying that was a whole shaila. Now, but the problem is that it's chassidim, normally take it off. What is the eitz in Yerushalayim? Minhag Yerushalayim is, ben hashmoshes, you get an Arab and he puts up the signs. And everyone comes out of shul, and signs all over the neighborhood. You're allowed to peel off the signs. It's a tshuva, it's a safer. Melochim boom knife for a bit of Zilberstein. All tshuva about it. Kovar Abriyah is clear of the time. But we lost off his tshuva. We're speaking about the shayla if it's a melocha de reis or not. Could be it's even de reis, it's a tikkun. You have to know if it's a tikkun, you don't want the signs to be against you. But forget about the, we're speaking about the Rabbanu. You're allowed to peel off a sign of a wall and Shabbos in it. He says the nice it's de reis. De reis. And here, it's an argument, some people, the smaller to be stopped, the shadow of the sign is made to stay up or not. I'm asking, you know, people will peel it off, but you have a das. No, these girls which you have to get. So the passion is the smaller, it's tosh, that it's hasten is loilo. I make a kesher, I know my enemies, my oivim will come and I'm going to save, but it's machlish ken lezman. It's mach loilo. Machlish ken lezman. So as them we can't make it. So the shadow of the ikar shadow to make is, to say that maybe because it's raining and for sure it will not stay this man. Yeah, and again, it's not as a portion. And the second cool is maybe the wall is hard and the paper is soft. And we said it's no korea, only soft from soft. But not hard from soft. The ma'isim, ben ha'shmoshes, they told me the ma'isim was signed against one of the Gera Asconim 2 weeks ago. The ma'isim went in Shabbos, the Gera, and they took it off. They hold covered Hashem, covered the Rebbe, but again, we have to know the tzirufim. I'm saying it's again a lot of times. Till you met Hashem, you will never meet it. But and Zostere was a sign against the Rebbe of Zostere. It was a machlekes with Satan 2 years ago, and they put a sign against the Rebbe of Zostere in the shul. And they said, "I've been found." This happened, and they came and put it was a whole shayla. They got the sign or not? The Shabbos, you know, it was a big business. Yeah, man, we should tad not so against the Rebbe of the shul. What's put me? Then you think when you'll be a rock, then you'll think about it. This is what I'm saying, this is the shayla bit. I'm saying, he brings down the ma'aseh that ben ha'shmoshes, b'shinui, shvuz l'shvuz, korea. Same things a lot of times, again, any shivas, you have a sign, you don't want the sign to be up, you want the sign to be down. People put up different signs. So I'm saying, if you know the sign was put, I'll dash to take it off, it's easier. But if not, so I'm saying, the mice is a suffix of Shlomo Zalman, so could we make it or not? Shlomo Zalman had a big tzad, as we can make it. Now, I heard lessons, machmirim taimen, that even Shalom Mosh in Yerushalayim, there's a lot of layers. But if in the shul of Zostere, they went and they stuck it on the wall. So then it's a bigger problem. You know, the Mosh, some people say the Mosh, it would be better to tear the paper, be korea, kilkul, derech hashchose, so to take it off. Take it off, but pasha is lech. What?
Scary.
No, I'm saying, Moshe, sometimes you have like 4 pieces of scotch tape. That's the shayla. Or the Moshe, I like to speak lemaisa, you know, sometimes, you put a shot, Mirza Hashem, it will never happen to you. But it happens to a lot of you in your life. You know, you're making a kiddush Shabbos morning. You want everyone to come to your kiddush. You went to shul, and you put a very nice sign, you know, I'm doing a kiddush. And then, after davening, after marriage, you come up, there's a very nice sign on top of your sign. Someone's selling hats in this hostel. Well, you want the shul to know to come to the kiddush. What's the thing? So you have a shayla ma'aseh, you have to take it off or not. Tell you, you think these things are not going to get. These are the shayla that are rabbanim. All the other things, I mean, hugging, what I will say, people will open the glasses the same, you know, things don't change. But the Shaiza and the Gela Maisa, this is one case that happens. Another case that happens, that sometimes your sign falls halfway down. And the Maisa, people can't see it. They just want, like, you know, to give it a stick. You're allowed or you're not allowed? I don't know, your kids come with a sheet, it's a bit torn, and they have a scotch tape there, it's a bit torn, you have to put it back or not. So the mice again, the scotch tape, if you're doing it lezman, you're allowed to. Now again, the shayla is one lezman. We spoke with it last time, the ganze Achove of the Chofetz Chaim that to do it in Zman, because I don't want to be Nichshon and Yisrael Shabbos, I don't know. But here, Lemoshel, I'm taking doing it in Zman. I don't need it more from Shabbos. It's not... I'll take it off after Shabbos, but not because the Aveir. For sure, after Aveir, maybe I'll not be busy to come back and take it off. But I'm not thinking about coming back because the Isur of Shabbos. Not, I don't need it more from a couple hours. But I'm saying the other side, so there could be another Shaila. You have to know, because the other guy stuck his sign to your sign. There's a Shtekam Murchomor. Because it's paper to paper. Again, Lezman, all the other things. But Lemaisa, these signs, I'm saying, a lot of times, like, there's a lot of packages of signs. I'm saying, this is very not poshut Lemaisa to do it. So the only answer is to do it Lezman Taki. Now, the Shaila is, Be'etzan, if he did clothing, you would be allowed to, but for sure, not to do it Lemaisa. You know, because Maisa to Fregen Arov, I'm saying, the foolish nicht zu machen, das Lemaisa. You know, I made a Shalom Zocher, recently, half a year ago. My baby was born half an hour before Shabbos. Kids, you know, I didn't have time to put signs in the shul. Okay, the nice, I called the bocher, I asked him, he went, it was beside it. But I was thinking maybe I could ask my shvogi to appear in his house, a pile of signs. And Shabbos after Ma'ariv, before Ma'ariv, I'll go and put them out this month. I'll just take them off after it. Like, this month. So you have to know, I'm saying, if this month helps a lot. But the etzem, chutz from that, you're not so close that it's Lezman. Like we said, I have to know what makes it Lezman. If I'm not doing it because of Shabbos, of a Pashas Lezman, I don't need it. I'll put it in a place that I'll put it on the door of the shul, and for sure the guy will take it off after Shabbos. Yeah? So Lemaise, a lot of people say you're allowed to do it. I'm not saying to do it Lemaise, but you have to know. I know I was in the shul, Mamish Kimat, Sof Ben Hashmoshes, Choshev Shul, Choshev Rav. And the guy came with an important message. He came with a sign and put it out like, you know, it's after Shabbos. The guy goes, what do you mean? We take it off after Shabbos. It's filling his mom. And you put on the diaper, it's all the time. Of them, about the state, and last is before Amoris. I mean, not as close as Amoris, I understand. But I'm saying, you have to know that this whole Lezman is be'etzim the same thing. Just forget it. It's cool. This guy told me. It's Lezman. It's on the door. What's the problem? Lezman said, it's a suffering. I'm taking it off. I'm saying to know that's not him, it's the shine.